Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Women like this completely embarrass themselves for the rest of their lives.
I got asked out on a date by text. Hear me out for a second because I want to hear from all you beautiful ladies what you think. He refused to get on the phone with me.
And so what?
What? Look, I don't know. I'm thinking about this. I give people the benefit of the doubt. When someone refuses to get on the phone, is it because they're too, like, I was thinking maybe he's too shy.
Am I the only one who finds it super weird? Fully grown adults sitting on TikTok making rants about their life?
Who wants to sit on the phone and talk to some old hag? We don't like talking on the phone with y'all like that. Y'all not interested? We don't want to hear y'all yap about a bunch of nothing we don't care about. You don't understand men at all if you don't know why a man don't want to sit on the phone and yap with you. You're not ready to date because you don't have a fundamental understanding of men.
Maybe he has a funny voice. Maybe he feels weird on the phone. Kind of was a red flag for me because I thought, why can't you speak to me on the phone?
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
You all need to tell me what you think. I'm kind of thinking that I should give him a chance because he's...
you should definitely give him a chance. If a guy has a job and he doesn't seem like a serial deleter, give him a chance because you don't have many options at this point.
How rude!
The fact that you're even considering not giving him a chance shows that you're highly delusional and you don't know your worth on the dating market. It's not high.
Sounds very sweet via text, and he's a cutie. Now, when I said, can we please get on the phone, he said, let's wait until we meet. And I thought, oh, maybe he just doesn't have good phone calls. Right, they're always, maybe we should always give the benefit of the doubt.
Maybe he has a life. Maybe he has many other important things to do than sit on the phone with you trying to keep a conversation up.
She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no, you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
Maybe he has more important things to do with himself. A family, hobbies, friends. When are y'all going to get, we don't like you like that. We want something to plow and maybe something to color up with and watch a movie with from time to time. But other than that, we don't like y'all like that. Get it through your thick, effing skulls.
And everything else about him is great. What do you think? I need to know what y'all think. You beautiful souls in this amazing community. I get so much wisdom. You guys think you get wisdom from me. I get wisdom from you.
It was a pleasure. It really wasn't. You're weird. I don't like you. And I'm all set. Thanks for nothing. Goodbye.
I mean, I feel sorry for them. They need somebody to talk to. They're lonely. Nobody else has anything to do with them in real life. So maybe I shouldn't shame these women for having TikToks. It's all they got left.
$10 can help fund powerful ads.
Oh no, 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 no. Not gonna fucking happen.
So I've been seeing a bunch of TikToks about, you know, dating and just going on TikTok to find a date because, all the dating apps are just straight garbage.
She wouldn't have to resort to online dating. If her personality was just so great and she was amazing.
Especially for women in their 50s.
Right.
Even dating guys in their late 40s, early 50s doesn't seem to produce anybody worth spending time with.
Why would you think a man in his 40s want to date a woman in her 50s? Like, where have you been your whole life? Why does that make sense to you is what I want to know. Seriously, I genuinely want to know how that makes sense in your brain. Yes, the dating market is going to be garbage when you're garbage. Do you think you're creme de la creme?
You are like a grain of sand in the Sahara Desert.
Any man in your age bracket who got it going on can date 20 or 30 year olds, max. A 55 year old man who meet your standards can meet a 28 year old woman's standards. Why is that so hard to comprehend? You know it makes sense, but you just put that mental blocker up because you want to, like I said, sleep at night.
Nobody taught men how to communicate, and it's just tough. Like, I've been on several amazing dates, and they never pan out to anything more because...
Whoa. You went on several amazing dates, and they don't pan out because they didn't think it was amazing. I don't need to let you finish your sentence. That's why they didn't pan out. But I thought the date market was so garbage. But you just said you've been on so many, well, maybe not so many, but you've been on several amazing dates.
Don't tell me you're innocent. Because it insults my intelligence.
It seems that the dating apps just give you this fake feeling of there's always something or someone better. And while I'm no big 10 here, I'm at least a good solid 8 or 9.
Shit. Think about how fucking ridiculous her claim is.
Well, this is what I look like, and I work, and I'm independent, and I have my own home, and I have my own things.
We don't care if you have your own home and you're independent and you work. That's what you're supposed to do as an adult who has to take care of themselves, as a single woman. Why are you single? That's what I want to know. Did you divorce a man? Did you divorce a good man? Or have you just been so terrible for 3 decades that no man stuck around?
Say it! Say it!
I have daddy issues and I don't like men. I don't trust them. Listen. I have PTSD.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least 1 day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
I'll admit, you're not the absolute worst-looking 50-something-year-old woman I've ever seen. But even if you were super hot, I mean, there's no such thing as a 50-year-old 10.
You never know, that's the point.
But let's just say it is a possibility for a 50-year-old woman to be a 7. A man will take a 26-year-old 6 over a 50-year-old 7 any day.
You don't know that.
I would love for you to address for us 50-plus girls that real experience of lack of emotional availability, maturity, and inflexibility experienced in older men, and reinforce that the struggle is real.
Before she gets started, I just want to say this. When women say men are emotionally immature, just immature in general, and this and that, they're just shaming men because we don't want to do what they want us to do. He's not doing what I want him to do. He's not saying what I want him to say. He's not jumping through my hoops. He's not getting with my program. So he's not emotionally intelligent. That's what that means. But in reality, if they're ducking 50-year-old dingbats like you, they're very mature. Very self-aware, and very emotionally intelligent to know that you're going to be damaging to their emotions. That's emotional intelligence for a 50-plus-year-old man.
Not only is the struggle real, the struggle has always been here. As a matter of fact, the dating experience that we're experiencing is better than it's ever been before us.
Right.
And that's a hard pill to swallow.
Right.
Can you imagine what the women went through before us?
Oh, yeah.
Because up until 50 years ago, women had no economic freedom.
Look at her. She's still running off at the mall.
Right.
They had no choice but to marry. And very few of them married for love.
And you still shouldn't marry for love now. Because look, you women are never going to be happy no matter what. So back in the day, women at least were secure and their life made sense. And it wasn't just a ball of ridiculousness like a lot of you women's lives are now.
You're going to learn today.
Female empowerment is horrible for society. It's horrible for women. It's horrible for children. It's horrible for men. So you're telling me a woman who was in a secure marriage with a loving family was worse off than you 50 plus on TikTok?
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. No way to contemplate.
Are you kidding me? So let me guess. You're happy. They weren't happy back in those times, but you are now. Women are going to be discontent no matter what. When they're single, they're discontent because they can't find nobody. When they with somebody, they discontent because, oh, he don't, you know, clean up enough. It's always going to be something. Women are never happy. It's not men's fault that women are never happy. And men need to get that out their fucking head. Of course they're going to blame men because they're not going to come on the internet and admit we're just miserable creatures no matter what. They're never going to admit that.
Don't fuck with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Men don't want me. Men's fault. Men want me, but they're not good enough. Men's fault. It's all going to be men's fault no matter what.
The women 50 years old and below are the first generation of women to experience economic freedom and you're financial still
unhappy.
Freedom.
You're still
where
unhappy.
Where they have a choice.
And women are the most unhappy and the most medicated ever as far as psych meds. So your point is null and void. Women are objectively more unhappy now. Women are more happy when a man, a strong man, got her ass in check. That's what make women happy. When a nigga with big nuts keep her ass in check. How about that? And it's scientifically proven.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion. Yes.
I am learning that I need somebody who can, for the lack of better words, put me in my place.
Yes, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Put me in my place. Yeah. That's exactly
and
it.
Motherfuck female empowerment and independence. I'm completely against it. Now I say it to Oprah face.
Whether they actually want to get married or not. And ironically, we actually have better pick of the crop than before.
Okay, if you have better pick of the crop, why aren't you in a happy relationship right now? Because you're mentally ill. This woman has 1,000 TikToks. I know her. She's had boyfriends. She kicked them to the curb. She even had boyfriends who she admitted, this guy's great and doing everything I want. And that didn't work out because women don't respect that.
Why does that not surprise me?
She's a horrible, horrible human being. I've done a little research on this one. She's terrible. Everything she says is complete hogwash.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
Because as women have evolved to become financially independent, some of the men have had to evolve to offer more than just money.
Oh, yeah, right. God. Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
But I think it's going to take another 50 to 100 years for all the men to catch up. Because they have to offer us more than money now that we can make our own money.
You're not likable people. Nobody wants to offer you Nobody who has self-esteem wants to offer you anything. You're not likable to be in the same room with. Nobody's fighting to offer you anything other than weak beta punks. We don't like you. Strong, respectable men will never like women like this, ever. Strong, respectable men like sweet, feminine, nurturing, loving women who are a pleasure to be around. That's never gonna be you. Men have always gotten the short end of the stick as far as being in a 50-year relationship with you creatures, regardless of the era.
My first husband was a good man, and I divorced him.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. That's my problem.